What's up? How's everybody doing?
Good. Are you sick of hearing about the miracle, or you still love hearing about the miracle?
Yeah. I'm kind of over it at this point. You know, it's definitely a blessing, but we got a brand new season to worry about. A lot of exciting things taking place, so I'm more so focused on that. But it's definitely an old smile right now. You're right on a couple days a week, probably. It's all good. Don't worry about it, you know. It's definitely a blessing, so it's something I look at as a positive, something good to hear about, you know, rather than something bad.
There's a spider right here.
As far as since I've spent some time with him, you know, on and off the field, I learned that he's a great guy. You know, it's definitely a blessing to be around as far as, like, the energy that he brings and as far as, like, being our general and the guy that's going to lead us, you know. I put 100% faith in him, and I trust him, you know, as far as following his lead. And however he approaches things, you know, I'm right behind him.
What did that time with him down in Atlanta kind of do for you?
More so learning the guy, you know, on a personal level rather than out here, you know, this is working. You know, to take that time out is really really important as far as, like, building something, trying to build something special. You need to know a guy more than just on the football field. It's different, you know. You see guys around the league, but they've had the same quarterback for 8 years, 9 years. But for me, it's just the same old building process, you know. Getting back going, learning to trust, getting the trust of your quarterback, that excites me, you know, as far as, like, having a new challenge. And I love winning and winning at a high level. So as far as having a new guy to win for, you know, for me, it's nothing but a new learning curve. And, you know, I love a good challenge. I look forward to it. Yeah.
Kind of question. What's different with Coach Flip?
All of the guys have been different. You know, every guy I had each year brought something different to the table, and Coach Flip is definitely definitely a new one for me. And I like playing for him as far as, like, I bring up energy a lot, and he's one of those guys that give you that positive energy. And as a coach, he gets me going. You know, he definitely keeps me focused out there, keep you on your P's and Q's, because he has a lot of things that he likes to do. And I can't talk about it too much right here, but it's very exciting as far as, like, us flipping the pages each and every night and staying sharp is going to be huge.
How much does it help you to have the experience 2016 playing a lot of slot, last year playing more outside, to what he wants to do?
For my person, I play everything. So it's not a big learning curve for me as far as, like, just learning the new concepts and the things, like, they like to do. You know, each coach is different now. And I try to learn it to a T as far as, like, not just the vanilla, but to find nuances on how they want things done. But I play whatever you need me to play, so I'm not going to have too many problems with it.
You were practicing while this happened, but the NFL finally came out with an anthem policy today. You want to hear what it is?
Right now, I mean, you can tell me, but I'll read up on it when I get in. But right now, if you ask me a question, you know how I'm gonna answer. You know, I don't particularly know. I mean, I'm gonna give you the political answer right now. So,
is there any situation where you ever consider if you can basically stay in the locker room if you choose to and not go out for the anthem? But if you kneel, you'll get fined.
Well, I mean, for me and personally, you know, I don't bring how I feel about things onto a team. You know, I'm part of an organization and part of a team, and I always keep that first in mind as far as, like, being as a collective unit. I like to keep things that way. You know, I try not to do anything that's just going to bring any attention to myself at all. I try to fly on the radar. So as far as, like, any comment on it, you know, I belong to an organization, so I try to follow that, if that's a good enough answer for you.
How about with some of the other things, like the catch rule or some of the other ones, or, you know?
Oh, yeah, the catch rule. We talk about that.
Right? Do you like some of these changes? Do you guys, like, need more clarification?
For us, it's for everybody else, you know. I mean, we've been kind of figured out what's a catch and what's not a catch. It's for everybody else to have, like, a definition of what's not and what is. For our coaches, I promise you, they'll say the same thing each and every day. You get your hands on it, you keep it in your hands, and we'll go from there. Don't leave it in the question of the refs, is what our coach said.
So just do your thing and then let it all shake out.
Yeah, exactly. It'll figure itself out. You get your hands on it, keep your hands on it.
What you could get and how this year could set you up for the rest of your life if you have a big year?
Not really any different than the approach I've had each and every year that I come in. You know, I look at it as I always want to get things done, and I always come in with a mind state of having success. So I kind of will let my resume you know, figure itself out. You know, for me, I don't really focus on the numbers. I'd be happy for guys to get paid, you know, around the league. You know, these are men that's been playing football for all their whole life. You know, as far as, like, them securing something for, you know, their kids and stuff like that is very special. So I like to congratulate guys every chance I get. But for my particular situation, I want my resume to speak for itself. It'll figure itself out.
Okay, getting to free agency and testing the market, or would you prefer to have a new contract before?
I love being here. You know, like I said, you know, when those kind of things figure themselves out, as far as with my team, I love being here. I love playing with the Vikings. You know, I started here. You know, I've been had all my time here, and I love my teammates. I love my staff. You know, there's no place I'd rather be. Like, I'd rather be here. No, I love being here. So, you know, however it works out, I'm not really mad. I understand that it's all business at the end of the day. So. But I do love it. I do love it.
Last couple for Stephon.
Is there a number one thing that you learned about yourself or that you achieved last year that was different that, like you said, finally, or you learned something new?
Just as far as, like, staying the course, you know, we had a great year, you know, as far as, like, as a team, and to see guys contribute all over and our defense hitting on all cylinders and that kind of thing. And we tried to have that same year the year prior, and it didn't shake that way. So, as far as, like, having that success and showing that, you know, the time that we spent out here and the, like, time we spent over Kirk, all that type of stuff, playing a key part in rolling into the year, you know, if anything I learned, you know, stay the course and keep grinding each and every week. It'll all shake out.
Last year about this time, you talked about being disappointed in, like, the groin injury you had in 2016. Yeah. And how did you sort of look at the whole staying healthy part, like, this offseason?
Just as far as, like, my approach, you know, part of being a professional, I would like to say is taking things one day at a time, but also doing what you're supposed to do. So when you get out here, you know, at the end of the day, Coach Gray always say, what the baby going to do? I mean, he says, like, it doesn't really matter all that. Just as far as, like, when it comes to making plays or doing what you have to do, you just got to do it. That's it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having me. You have a good one.